From the time he was a young man, Jack Millman has always wanted to help, and you could say he comes by it honestly.
I got law enforcement members in my family. My uncle was a police officer.
His first foray into service.
As a young teenager, I signed up with Seattle Police Explorers.
He then worked with kids in the juvenile system, but it was a call from a friend that would change his life route permanently.
Called up or started working for Metro and says, hey, Jack, you know, this is a great job for you. You should check this out. And I'm like, no. Then another person, my best buddy, Jimmy. And after he started driving, he's like, Jack, seriously, this is your gig.
As the new century began, so did Jack's career as a bus driver.
And my very first day, my first trip out, I get an intoxicated gentleman up there by Echo Lake, and he's fumbling for his change. He's stumbling. His feet kicks out. His head hits every step on the way down. My heart is pounding a million miles an hour. I got the phone ready to go to call 911. He jumps up and goes, just like skiing. My heart just, wow, really?
Nope, that didn't scare Jack away. Over the next several years, he tapped into his inner helper for those who needed a ride the most.
And so to be able to say, hey, come on in. You know, a lot of people's pride, you know, when they can't afford that bus fare and they get to that door and, you know, they look up at you with the, you know, the sad look and you know what's going on. And I'm just like, hey, welcome aboard. How you doing today?
At this point in our conversation, Jack has said help or helper nearly 24 times. Now you understand Jack's heart. Take a listen.
I got on the security committee at North Base, and by doing that, I can help other drivers. I'm part of the mentorship here at Metro. Again, that's another way of helping.
He's not just a helper. He's a hero. He recalls the day a fellow bus driver had a passenger laying in the back seat.
Kind of assuming sleeper, right? Well, I get in there, and it's older male, Caucasian, but it's ash gray, his lips were blue, and obvious the gentleman wasn't breathing.
Instincts kicked in, and Jack started compressions. He kept going until paramedics arrived and took over.
Also, they quit working on the gentleman. So I go out to check on what's going on, and they said, no, he's breathing on his own now. So congratulations, you know, you helped save this guy's life.
After hearing all this, you know Jack Millman is more than a Metro bus driver. He's actually Metro's Operator of the Year, an award voted on by his peers.
I'm just taken back by it because I work with so many great people. To be Operator of the Year is a great, great honor.
An honor for a guy who does it because he likes to help. And he likes to tell stories about the people he's helped along his route.
Well, you know, do we have enough time?
Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.